Today's message, blessings and giving. Blessings and giving has three topics that we're going to cover today. God gives to us, giving to others, in a heart that shares. God is a giving God. He knows exactly what we need. And God provides seed-bearing plants and trees that bear fruit. The Lord populates the earth with all kinds of beasts, birds, and every green plant. What God gives to mankind is good. If we are in Christ, then God has a plan for us, but we must receive it. After Lot and Abram parted ways, God lifted up the eyes of Abram and showed him all the land he planned to give him and his offspring. The Lord has a plan to bless us, but we must walk according to his will to receive it. Sometimes God gives only to a chosen few. It's not something we can claim. He specifically gave the priesthood to Aaron and his sons so they could serve as priests. God gave it to them as a gift. Now, not everything God gives is intended for others. But there are things God gives so all can experience and partake of. God's commandments and promises are for everyone. We all can follow and live according to God's word and will so we can experience his goodness. When God gives a blessing, he teaches us and tests us in order to know our heart. There's teachings wrapped in God's blessing. We should never think that we're getting something from God just to spend it on ourselves or for pleasure. See, many of us think that God gives to us because sometimes we do according to his will. But God is not given to us because of our righteousness nor our integrity. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 5 through 6. See, many give out of pride and arrogance, thinking that they're better than others. Giving from a humble heart, that is what God expects from a cheerful giver. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 5 to 6 says, it is not because of your righteousness or your integrity that you are going to take possession of this land. But on account of the wickedness of these nations, the Lord God will drive them out before you to accomplish what he swore to his fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You understand then, it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess. For you are a stiff-necked people. See, God gives according to his promises. Joshua understood this. He knew with all his heart and soul that the promise of God would not fail, but come true. We have to believe, like Joshua, that if we live right before God, he will give us the right to experience all his promises. See, the giving hand of the Lord is great for those who delight in him. God's deeds are glorious and majestic, and his righteousness endures forever. See, the Lord shows us his kindness by giving us rain from heaven and crops in due season. The Lord provides plenty of food and he fills our hearts with joy. He is a giving God. See, one of the loving things that God gives to us is his Holy Spirit. See, he first gave his Spirit to the Jews and then shared his Spirit with those whose hearts turned to him. God demonstrated his gift of love by giving us his Son, Christ Jesus. And God gives us grace and mercy so we can believe in him and in the one he sent. See, God gives to each person according to what they have done while on this earth. There will be trouble and distress for anyone who does evil, but glory, honor, and peace for anyone who does good. See, God does not show favoritism, but for he gives to everyone who loves him. We who are called to be servants of the Lord are given a commission by God to take his word in its fullness and go and disclose it to the saints of God. So all will come to know that God is a giving God. Because God is so giving, we must learn to be a giving servant of the Lord. And the first thing we must learn is the reason why we must give. Our giving cannot be done so we can boast. We give because we are made in the image of a giving God. We're not giving so we can others can see that we are givers. So we give to others. Our left hand should not know what our right hand is doing. We should give in secret. Where only the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, sees our giving. Go with me to Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. For what reason do we give? Is it out of obligation? Or is our giving who we are in Christ Jesus? Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 4 says, be careful that you do not do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the street to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they already received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So these days, people are picky about to whom and when they give. But those who follow Christ Jesus give to anyone who asks them. If anyone takes what belongs to us, we don't demand they give it back. So this is not the type of giving the world has taught us. This type of giving requires we give control to God and let God be God. See, most of us try to control our giving. We only give to those we choose, to those who are good to us. But God says, what good is this type of giving? Even sinners love those who love them. And we only give to those who are good to us. What credit is that to us? Every sinner lends to sinners expecting to be paid back. We must learn to give as instructed by the Lord. Christ teaches us that when we come to church with our offerings, it's important that we don't neglect to give justice and forget to give love. It's important that we share love and justice as we come with our offerings to the house of God. Christ teaches us about giving. He said, when we hold a big party and a dinner, just don't invite your friends and relatives and rich neighbors. The Lord teaches us to invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Then we will be blessed because they cannot repay us. How many of us give this way? How many of us are willing to follow Christ Jesus regarding giving? See, our giving cannot be controlled by our desire to retain possessions attained in this world. We cannot straddle the fence with God, thinking that we can make it into the kingdom of God this way. See, many will go away sad because the kingdom of God does not accept those who have one foot in Christ and the other foot in the world. See, our giving has to be done just like our faith, based only in God. We cannot have lukewarm faith. We cannot have lukewarm giving. We must praise God in spirit and conduct praise and worship service in a way that others can understand it with a giving heart so they can say amen and give thanks to God as well. In giving of ourselves, we also give ourselves to others. And everything should be done in an orderly manner and by scripture so we can praise God together. And when we give, we cannot let the be tight-fisted, but we must give with an open hand and willing heart. We should be clear on one thing when it comes to giving of ourselves to the Lord. God prefers a person who lives right and does what is right more than he delights in material sacrifices, but both are required by God. For our living to be accepted to the Lord, we cannot judge, we cannot condemn, but we must forgive. And if we give, it will be given to us. If we give a measure pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into our laps. See, but by the measure we use, it will be measured to us. We have to have the right kind of heart to be a true giver. We cannot buy the gift of God. If our heart is not right, we can have no part in Christ's ministry. But if we repent from our wickedness, then maybe God will forgive us for having such an unforgiving and non-giving heart. We can't be a hypocrite. We know that God expects for us to be givers. We cannot shrink back in giving. We must give according to our ability. See, the Lord is not expecting to us to give. He requires for us to be hard-pressed. But those who can give should give. See, there should be a quality in the church and in the community. It's in the body. God accepts offers according to what we have and not according to what we don't have. Word of God says, he who gathered much did not have too much. And he who gathered little did not have too little. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 12 to 15. We must have a willingness to share willing to offer relief to those who are hard-pressed, who suffer. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 12 to 15 says, "For if the willingness is there, then the gift is accepted according to what one has and not according to what one does not have. Our desire is not that others may be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but there may be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so in turn, their plenty will supply what you need. There will be equality, as is written, he who gathered much does not have too much, and he who has gathered a little do not have too little." See, God wants equality in the body of Christ. And each of us, one of us who are able to serve and give, should do so. To not only provide for ourselves, but in obedience to God, be generous and sharing with others. If we're blessed by God, then we should open our hand and share God's blessing with others. We should share so we, as we've been instructed by the Lord, we're not a burden to anyone. We're gentle. We care for others like a mother cares for her children. We share not only God's word, but we share our love and our very lives because we are dear to God. See, not only are we taught by the Lord to share, we're also commanded by the Lord to do good, to be rich in doing good deeds, to be generous and willing to share what we have. In this way, we'll lay up for ourselves a treasure as a firm foundation, so we take hold of that which is truly life. We're instructed to be active in sharing our faith so we can have full understanding of every good thing that is in Christ Jesus. By sharing our love with others, we'll be able to refresh the hearts of many. We have to have a giving heart. It allows us to continue to offer to God our sacrifices of praise. We won't forget to do good, to share with others, because we know that God is pleased with us when we make these type of sacrifices. See, we're looking for blessings from God, but what we seem to not understand is that blessing comes through giving. We all have our hand out hoping and praying that God will send abundant blessings our way. When the Lord does bless us and it's time for us to give, we strain to open up our hand and bless the house of God. When God blesses us, we turn and we give very little back to God. See, we want God to bless us, but there's blessing in giving. The church has a responsibility to help its members, but also to help non-members in other churches. How can one part of the body of Christ be unwilling to help another part that is weak? In the same way, when a part of our body becomes weak, the other part tries to compensate to keep the body strong. We should help and give to those who believe in God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus. We should help and give to support the poor, the orphans and the widows, and those in need. We should help and give to those who teach and preach, to those who spread God's spoken word. Let God's work be manifested through our praise and worship and giving. To God be the glory. Praise God. God has blessed us. He has taught us to share just as he has shared his blessing with us. Praise the Lord. Christ gave all of himself to teach us how to share ourselves with others. Thank you, Jesus. We know the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Not one that gives grudgingly, but one that gives out of the kindness and humbleness of their heart. Help us, Lord. We pray and ask for blessing, but when it's time for us to open up our hand, to open up our heart, we strain to give. We strain to be a blessing. We need to give honor to God for all that he has done for us. Give to the Lord so he can be the head of your life. See, Christ has done everything for you. He shedded his blood. He has given all of himself so you and I can live, so we can have salvation, so we can make it into the kingdom of God. He's given everything for us. When it's time for us to give, we want to hold back because we don't want to be a blessing. We make all these excuses about how somebody doing this and that. God has taught you to be a blessing. He wants you to be a giver. He didn't ask you to sit here and reason about your giving. He didn't reason about blessing you. He didn't look at your blessings and look down upon you because you wasn't walking the way. But when you confess and repented of your sins, God opened up his heart to you. He opened up his hand to you. He pours down blessings and food and all that you need. He met you at your need when you needed God. He satisfied you. Now we act like we cannot be a blessing to others. But God blessed us not only to satisfy our needs, but to make an overflow in us and start blessing others. See, God said we have to be a blessing to people. There's someone that needs a blessing from you. Someone that needs you to help. There's a church that needs you to be actively involved in what they're doing. See, there's someone that you walk by every day that you could be a blessing to. You got to give because God gave to you first. We need to be a blessing. We need to be a giver because God first gave to us. Open up your heart and open up your hand and be a blessing. Be a true child of God by going out and blessing someone. No matter how God leads you to bless, be a blessing. And when you come into God's house, have enough respect to know that, Lord, I'm going to be a blessing to this house. Let God lead you and guide you in your giving. Don't be tight-fisted. Open up your heart and mind because God has poured more than enough into your life. Lord, we ask that you guide and keep us and teach us about giving. Make us givers, God. Teach us how to bless someone that needs to be blessed today. In Jesus' name, amen.